If you're a regular passenger on Brisbane buses, you have probably noticed with some gratitude that over the last 3 days, most drivers have not been accepting fares. This act of generosity is part of industrial action by the drivers as they negotiate a new enterprise bargaining agreement with council. To find out more, I spoke to Assistant State Secretary of the Rail, Bus and Tram Union, Queensland Branch, Tom Brown.
It's about our claims in our EBA. It's about our claims for better safety for bus drivers, better rostering for bus drivers, and a fairer pay for bus drivers. For the safety, we are demanding higher safety standards than the council already has. We're getting a driver physically assaulted every week and verbally abused every day. And it's got to stop. It's got to be combated. And so we're asking for initially more security guards on the service, better training for bus drivers to deal with these situations, better training for their supervisors to deal with drivers that are in that situation, a public awareness campaign to just let the public know that this is unacceptable. And obviously we're looking for better pay. We've got a claim in for 3.5%, and we've got a claim in for our members to be more involved in the rostering as an anti-fatigue measure as well.
One of the asks is that there be a glass screen be installed on Brisbane buses for driver safety, separating the drivers from the passengers.
We're looking for this to be really investigated in such that we want council to start looking around the world to where these screens are and where they are working and where they are effective. I mean, obviously, some of the ones I've seen, that some of the cheap ones simply won't do. But some of the other ones that are effective around the world may very well work. And we want them to bring these to Brisbane and so that our drivers can get a real look at them and then see them in action.
What's the importance of the drivers controlling their own roster?
It's not about control. It's about involvement in the roster. The fact is that the roster is the driver's life. His life revolves around it. There should be consultation on the rosters, because the drivers can have positive input into the rosters because they do the work.
So my understanding is that the council came back and offered a slightly higher pay rise, but not to the 3.5%, but the rostering and the safety stuff, they're not offering anything on that?
No, they are moving on those issues, but they haven't moved quite far enough yet. Our drivers, because of the seriousness of these things, our drivers want more concrete commitments around these things, and the council has offered 2.5%.
And so with the council not meeting those, there's been industrial action. There was a half-day strike, but also a number of fare-free days. Can you tell us why have the drivers been deciding to take these fare-free days?
Well, we had a number of stoppages initially, and that was to get council's attention. And now we've moved to the fare-free days, and this is a way of keeping council's attention. You know, we've got them back to the table, and we want to keep them there, and we want to keep making progress in the negotiations, because what we want at the end of the day is we want an agreement. We don't want industrial action. We don't want ongoing industrial action. We want an agreement. Our members want certainty over the next 3 years, and that's what we're pushing for.
Can we expect, is there more fare-free days or work stoppages coming up?
Look, I can't rule it in or out at the moment, but what we do is we do our action and then we gauge the reaction of council. So we've got nothing in the plans at the moment. We will see what happens from the action this week.
Okay, thanks, Tom. Is there anything else you want to leave us with?
You know, safety is by far the most important issue for us, just as I said, with the situation out there. And our drivers basically won't accept the issue to be minimalised.